podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Rugby Voice!
More than 100 schools available from Homefield Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network.
Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pip, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix, in the building.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast for pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
It is now Monday morning. It is time for Am I the Apple? Jeremy, today it comes from Ada Online. Am I the Apple for kicking a server out of my wedding? Am I the Apple for kicking a server out of my wedding? I and my husband got married last Friday. We planned our dream wedding down to our dream catering company. The wedding was beautiful after the pictures. We headed to our cocktail hour, and that's when I saw her. My guests were all told to wear dark colors, so my husband and I stood out. I also asked my guests to wear minimal makeup. I had assumed that applied to the staff, too. The server, 19-ish, female, had on clearly too much eyeliner. She also had diamond studs in her ears, a flashy ring, and one of those ugly nose studs. The staff's uniform was a black long-sleeve shirt, but on her, it was too low-cut and her pants were far too tight. It was super distracting. She was walking around serving drinks and talking to my guests. I asked another member of the staff to speak to their boss. When their boss came out, I pointed out the server and asked that she be dealt with because she was super distracting. Their boss apologized and called the server back into the kitchen. Not even an hour later, the server was back out serving food for dinner. I called the boss over again and asked if the server could work in the back or go home. Her boss said that they were short-staffed tonight, so she would see what she could do. After a couple of hours of not seeing her, I saw the server again behind the bar. I called the boss out one last time and told her if the server didn't leave, I would be calling the cops. The boss finally relented and told the girl to go home. My husband and mother-in-law said I was acting crazy and I probably got a poor college kid fired over nothing. My mother and maid of honor said it was my wedding so I could do as I please. It's my wedding and I don't want someone overshining me, and the server should know she's at work and not dress up so much. I do feel kind of bad because she was pretty young. Am I the Apple? Jeremy,
yes.
What do you think?
Very, very, very clearly, yes. Very clearly, yes. Now, you pay, and you get to make the decision on what you have at your wedding. So I guess in that aspect, no. But you're crazy, and you're terrible, and you're ridiculous. Brandon, what she meant to say is, this girl's fine.
I am not.
This girl looked good, and she was stealing my shine. My thing is this, on your wedding day, by the way, the girl already won. You may have got her fired, but she already won. Because your whole wedding day was ruined by having to go to the server. She occupied space in your mind all night because you're petty and insecure that you had to keep going, keep noticing her. Brandon, who notices that on their wedding night? On the wedding night, Brandon, I was focused on... my spouse, my significant other, Everybody else who was there enjoying it, soaking it in. The last thing I was paying attention to is what the waiters were wearing and who they were talking to and how many times they came out. Four times you went to this girl's boss? She literally occupied your mind your whole reception. And you're so petty that you allowed it. Now, your whole reception is going to be about her. And she didn't have to do anything. She didn't have to pay anything. So, yes, you are the apple. And, yes, you are ridiculous. And and I'm going to assume you headed for a divorce at some point.
Well, she edited it and she said, the problem is she didn't remove her jewelry or makeup and she didn't change shirts. Now, Jeremy, my question is, does she think that this person has extra shirts at work? Then she
said, now this was like, if this was your right hand, somebody who was to make sure the wedding went smoothly, what's it called?
Maid of honor?
Not director of affairs, but,
director of the feast.
Yeah. Director of the feast. Okay. You're the spouse.
Bride.
The bride. Why am I forgetting bride? You're the bride and you're worried about these little things. No, have somebody else worry about it. You know, if this was the director of the feast, whole different story. You are the bride and you're letting this occupy your mind. Come on now.
She goes on to say she did nothing to fix the problem and walked around my wedding anyway. I wouldn't have cared if she had toned it down after the first time I asked. Somebody replied saying, toned it down? What should she wear? A potato sack to make you happy? And then somebody said, Make sure it's the right. Somebody said, make sure it's the right potato sack. Don't want to outshine the bride.
No, that's just straight up truth. Somebody said, did you too much makeup? Bottom line is, this woman went to this wedding and she looked good while she was working, and you had a problem because you're a hater.
Somebody said, did you ask her to tone it down and take off the jewelry? Or did you simply ask her to get removed because her presence was an abomination to you? She says, yes, I asked her boss to tell her to tone it down and she didn't. So somebody finally responded and said, on the bright side, your behavior toward the employee was so abhorrent that people here are letting the ask my guest to wear minimal makeup slide. Did you get that part, Jeremy? Did you hear that part?
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
When I was reading it, she asked her guest to wear dark colors so that her and her husband would stand out, and also asked them to wear minimal makeup.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Because Jeremy, are you serious? Brandon. She's straight bridezilla. The whole from start to finish.
Oh,
before Brandon, she even saw Brandon. This girl, straight bridezilla.
I love stuff like this. Because either A, it makes me feel like you ain't getting no gift, or B, I have no problem not coming. Like this isn't that big of a deal. Because you do that kind of stuff to me, I'm just not gonna come, or I'm just bring my appetite.
Loosen my belt and fill my belly. Like this person continues, you're the apple. Everyone here agrees. The only hope I have left is that hopefully you aren't usually this awful and it was just a bridezilla thing. If not, God help everyone when you have kids. And that leads us to the point you made. She's headed for a divorce or to be completely maniacal when she has children. Any chance, Jeremy, any chance she's not like this in real life every single day?
There's a 0% chance.
That's Brandon, what I was going to say.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The thing is, if she was like this on her wedding day and was just like this on her wedding day, then fine. But she's clearly not just like this on her wedding day because she's still defending this behavior all this time later. Further, her own mother defended her behavior, which means this is what she's used to getting her way all the time. And her maid of honor, which is presumably her best friend, also enables her stupid, ridiculous, abhorrent, as this person said, behavior.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Sandwich good, Jeremy? Sandwich good?
I know. You caught me. You finally caught me. You finally caught me. I'm trying to clear my...
For anybody who's a loyal listener, Jeremy hates when I eat when we're recording, and I just caught him eating. caught him eating during the recording session. So yeah,
I thought I had it stashed away good enough in my mouth that I would be okay. No, right when I said that, I was son. Like, oh man, he got me.
Yeah,
he got me.
Well, all right, that's all we got today for Am I the Apple and for Pop Culture. If you like what you hear, please like and subscribe, rate and review the RVK on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Please, please, please do that. It helps more than you know. Smash that subscribe button. Please do that right quick. Do that for your boys. Love us because we love you. Get at your boy.
Sports Social Podcast Network.